Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to it here on a Thursday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Femi Abebefe hanging with you guys this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the Thursday night football game between the Seahawks and the Cardinals. I lean towards Arizona. I'll probably have a small bet on the Cardinals on the money line, but let's see where the market goes. I think we're going to see some more Seattle money that shows up. Curious to get Nick's thoughts ahead of tonight's Thursday night football game that will kick off week 4. Of the NFL season. Later on in this segment, we'll get some baseball bets from the crew, as well as Ryder Cup bets with the Ryder Cup at Bethpage Black starting tomorrow. Can't wait to see what Tyler likes in the Ryder Cup, Jake, what he likes in the world of baseball. But first, also, Shohei Ohtani almost went yard to center field, by the way, with the Dodgers and Diamondbacks game just getting underway. A very big game for those of us who would like to see the New York Mets make the playoff. But we'll get to some baseball later on in the segment. Let's really quickly, though, roll through the NFL awards that we have left over. So yesterday, as always, on Wednesdays, we went over MVP, Offensive Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year. If you missed it, make sure you check it out in podcast form. Just go back to yesterday and you'll find out who I like to win MVP, a bet to be made before this week's games. Let's get into Coach of the Year, both rookies, and Comeback Player of the Year. Now, three of these awards, there's no bet to be made. There is a bet to be made in Defensive Rookie of the Year, which we'll talk about here shortly. But Coach of the Year right now, I was talking to the crew during the break. The favorite is Colts head coach Shane Steichen. He's at plus 375 over at BetMGM. The Colts just have that vibe right now. They are the feel-good story of the NFL season of this point. They're 3-0. Now, this week, 3.5-point dogs on the road against the Rams. There's a very good chance they lose the game. But I don't think that's going to take the shine off what Shane Steichen has done up to this point in the season. As it stands right now, because you guys know how I love this market. Like, NFL Coach of the Year is my favorite market in any sport to bet. I just don't think there's a bet to be made. I don't want to be going up against Shane Steichen right now or attacking Shane Steichen because I think he's got a great case. And yes, this week is very difficult, but week 5, they host the Raiders, the team that I'm quickly falling out of love with. We're not all the way out of love. We still love the Raiders, but like, you know, they got to win this Sunday. Otherwise, it's panic time. They also take on the Cardinals at home in week 6. At the Chargers, tough game. Home Titans, which is very winnable, of course. Tennessee, the way they've been looking. They just beat the hell out of them last Sunday. And then at the Steelers, which is also a winnable game. I think the Colts have a really good chance to put up a nice record at the midway point. And when everyone starts to do those midseason columns of here are my awards at the midway point, I think Steichen's going to get a lot of those votes for Coach of the Year. So right now, I think we're still monitoring some other guys, but Steichen is not a guy that I would be looking to attack and be betting into this market. So those of you who bet Steichen, kudos to you. You got a great number. I wish you the best of luck, but right now I'm not going to be heading and betting into this market. I will say this, though, about one guy that's near the top of the odds board who I don't think should be. And if you're watching right now, it's on the right rail. For those of you who are not watching, of course, I'll explain this one. Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh. He's plus 650 to win Coach of the Year. I don't understand that one. I really don't. I love Harbaugh. He's a great coach. But this is not an award for we think you're a great coach. This is an award for we feel like you exceeded expectations. And you won with a quarterback that we all think is bad. That's what this award really is. And Jim Harbaugh's quarterback is Justin Herbert. He might win the MVP. Also, Harbaugh and Herbert won 11 games last year. Like, where's the improvement there? He's not going to win this award. That's just people reacting to the wins. Like, I guess somebody has to be the second choice, but Harbaugh is not the correct choice in that. So Coach of the Year, unfortunately right now, not as fun as it typically is. I'm sure it'll get fun along the way because that's how this award tends to work. People can make all sorts of different cases, but right now, Shane Steichen is your guy and should be your guy in that market. Offensive rookie of the year. The favorite, Washington's own, Emeka Ogbuka. He's an Ohio State guy, but he grew up in Washington. Shout out to the Evergreen State. Buccaneers wide receiver Emeka Ogbuka is plus 350 to win offensive rookie of the year. My opinion makes a lot of sense. He's the best rookie. And the way that people talk about Emeka Ogbuka when he's making plays on the field, it's glowingly. Like I heard Todd Bowles earlier this week. He was asked about Ogbuka and was like, hey, like, you know, like, how impressed are you that this rookie has kind of taken on so much so quickly into the season? And he's like, yeah, we don't even consider Emeka Ogbuka a rookie. like that's how they feel about him. They trust him that much. Baker Mayfield trusts him that much. And for some reason, the Buccaneers just can't keep wide receivers healthy. Like, they're getting Chris Godwin back, and now Mike Evans has a hamstring injury. He's going to keep eating, man. Like, Ogbuka has a really good run out. So I think Ogbuka right now is a certified offensive rookie of the year favorite. Three touchdowns already on the season through three games. If that continues, if he's of course going to win this award, playing on a really good team. So Ogbuka makes a lot of sense as a favorite, but we cannot talk about this market and not bring up the big mover in the market, that being New York Giants quarterback Jackson Dart. So Jackson Dart right now is down to plus 650 at BetMGM. Plus 650. He hasn't played a game. He's behind the eight ball a little bit here, but I understand it. He's a quarterback, marquee franchise, in the spotlight, in the biggest media market. It makes sense. Now, do I want to be a part of this team? No, I don't. And I think if you're betting plus 650, I think it's kind of lighting money on fire, at least a little bit, or it's just not making smart bets. He can win, but I don't think it's a smart bet. This was 30-1, 25-1 last week. Now it's plus 650. You just missed the move. And that's okay, because there's a good chance that he's not going to play well early on. Because look at who he plays this Sunday at home against that Chargers defense. If that doesn't go well, are you going to really be like, wow, look at my plus 650 bet? Like, no, you're not going to want to be holding that ticket. So it's okay to just be on the sidelines. And that's where I'm at with this Jackson Dart experience. Like, I would much rather bet other. I mean, hell, if somebody said you can either bet Dart plus 650 or Cam Ward 8-1, I'd take Cam Ward at 8-1. One, because I think he's a better player, but two, it's just a better price on a guy that's actually been playing games. His learning curve is not going to be as steep as Jackson Dart's, who has not been playing and has not been getting the number one reps all through training camp. So I think the Dart move, I get why it's happened, and these things kind of create frenzies when a new quarterback is announced. But that's all it is. I think it's a frenzy. I think it's a little bit more style than sizzle than substance. And let's see. Let's watch him play first. Because if he plays well, all right, great. I'll put my hand up and say I missed it. But if he plays like how I think he's going to play, there'll be other opportunities to bet Jackson Dart if you really want to do it. So I think I'm good on the Jackson Dart craze right now. Yes, he can win it, but let's see him actually do it on the field before we get all crazy and start betting Jackson Dart to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. Let's get to Defensive Rookie of the Year. The favorite right now is Giants edge rusher Abdul Carter, Jackson Dart's teammate. Carter is plus 240 over at BetMGM, and I do think Carter is a justified favorite. Now, is he like a rock-solid favorite? No, I don't think so. But someone has to be favored, and if they said, hey, Femi, you're opening up the sports book, who are you making favorite to win Defensive Rookie of the Year? I'd make it Abdul Carter because he has a lot of pedigree, and he's a pass rusher. And he plays for the New York Giants. Like, that's the kind of guy that wins this award. Now, statistically, he has 8 tackles. He has half a sack. It's not really there. But these things are projections. Like, the vote is not being held right now. The vote's going to be held in January. And if Carter continues to play around 80% of the snaps, which is what he did in week 3 against Kansas City, there's a really good chance that Carter is going to start to put up some numbers because he's that good of a player. So I think Carter makes sense as a favorite, but at price, it's a little bit too short, which means there's value in this market. Now, I know a lot of people have been talking about Carson Schwechinger, the linebacker for the Cleveland Browns. He's now down to 9-1. You know how I feel about non-first round picks winning this award. I hate that. I would not bet those guys, especially this early into the season. He can win it. It's possible. Other non-first round picks have done it, but it's like guys who were picked like 33rd overall and 35th overall and the likes of D'Amico Ryans, who won it way back in the day, Shaquille Leonard, formerly Darius Leonard, when he won it back in 2018. Like, those guys were picked very early in the second round. And Schwechinger was a pretty high pick in the second round. But I just, when there's other alternatives why are we looking to bet the guy that is relatively unknown in comparison to like the big name first round picks? Defensive awards are reputation awards. On a Browns team that's likely going to be irrelevant in the back half of the season, do I really want to put my money there? I do not. The guy I do want to put my money on, I mean, let's do this thing, huh? Travis Hunter, 20-1 right now at BetMGM. I think that this is a bet to be made. This is a bet on a big time player. And if you look at the snap counts and how he's been being deployed by the Jacksonville Jaguars, he's starting to play a lot more defense. So week one, 9% of the snaps. Week two, 62% of the snaps on defense. Week three, 68% of the snaps on defense. If he keeps playing that much, a guy with his ball skills and his cover ability, he's going to get some interceptions along the way. And once that happens, this ship is taking off. So right now, you don't have to be a massive bet. It could just be a smaller bet if you want, something to root for, something fun to sweat. But Travis Hunter, betting on pedigree, because that's something I love doing in awards markets. Pedigree at price. And we got pedigree at price with the reigning Heisman Trophy winner, 20-1 to win Defensive Rookie of the Year. That is a bet heading into week four of the NFL season. Let's do it, Travis. Let's go. You win all the damn awards. Why not another one to put out there in the trophy room? And finally, really quickly, there's nothing to do in Comeback Player of the Year. Like we talked about Daniel Jones last week. He's not a bet. Please do not bet him. He's not going to win the award. He's not eligible. Christian McCaffrey, yeah, he makes sense as a favorite right now at plus 140. There's just nothing to do. Aiden Hutchinson at 9-1 was a guy to bet earlier this week. Now that's down to 5-1. I think that's just fine. So we don't need to get into Comeback Player of the Year. I'm sure some other stuff will come up along the way, but that's where it stands right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's bring on the crew, Jake Hassan, Tyler Morales, and talk some golf and some baseball. Tyler, we'll start with you because starting tomorrow, Bethpage Black, we got the Ryder Cup, USA versus Europe. How are we betting the Ryder Cup this weekend?
So we kind of been teasing it for the past few weeks. I like Europe. I bet them at plus 170. We had Gary Williams on yesterday. He said the USA is going to rely a ton on their rookies. Do not. Yeah, outside of Scheffler and DeChambeau, I don't know what we're getting from this USA roster. So I like Europe plus 170. If you want a prop bet as well, John Rahm is really, really good at Ryder Cups. I like him at plus 900 to be the top point scorer of the Ryder Cup. So I guess this is all Europe theme here. So John Rahm, top point scorer, and Europe to win the Ryder Cup are my two bets.
Absolutely love it. So going with Europe and then Rahm with the prop bet. Jake, our baseball aficionado, what do you like tonight in Major League Baseball? What do you think happens with some of these races?
A couple strikeout props. I like Walker Buehler over 3.5 at plus money, where you can make it legendary at BetMGM. The Phillies fixed him. I like Nolan McLean over 5.5 as well. He's been nothing but awesome for the Mets. And I like the Red Sox on the money line. As far as what I think is going to happen, I think those Diamondbacks are coming, baby. Not hard to find. I think by the end of the night, I think they're the third wild card.
Hey, they're playing right now. We'll be locked in on that game going on. Snakes alive, ain't hard to find in the desert. Big night in Arizona with the Thursday night football game coming up as well between the Seahawks and the Cardinals. And if you want more on that, stick around because at the top of the hour, our guy Nick Costos breaking it down this NFC West clash here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.